This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has registered a decisive victory in Delhi Assembly election, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP. The BJP won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly, while the AAP backed 22 seats. Third contender, Congress, has been completely wiped out in the polls after failing to win even a single seat. A party winning more than the halfway mark of 35 seats forms the government in the national capital. Prominent winners from BJP include Parvesh Sahib Singh from New Delhi, Vijendra Gupta from Rohini, Kapil Mishra from Karawal Nagar, Tarvinder Singh Marwa from Jangpura, Manjinder Singh Sirsa from Rajouri Garden, Arvinder Singh Lovely from Gandhi Nagar, Shikha Roy from Greater Kailash, Harish Khurana from Moti Nagar. Prominent successful AAP candidates include Atishi from Kalkaji, Somdat from Sadar Bazar, Gopal Rai in Babarpur, Virendra Singh Kadian from Delhi Kent, Kuldeep Kumar in Kondli seat, Jarnail Singh in Tilaknagar seat, Imran Hussain in Balimaran, and Sahiram from Tughlakabad. The notable faces who lost include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia, and Saurabh Bhardwaj, Durgesh Pathak, Awadh Ocha, and Jitendra Singh Shanti, Congress's Sandeep Dixit, and BJP's Ramesh Bidhuri and Rajkumar Anand. In by-elections, BJP's Chandrabhanu Paswan has won from the Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Chandira Kumar VC of DMK has won the by-poll in Erode East Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Delhi for giving the mandate to the party in Delhi Assembly polls. Addressing BJP workers at party headquarters in the national capital, he emphasized that country yesterday is opting for a policy of contentment over appeasement. He asserted that the youth born in the 21st century will now see BJP's good governance in Delhi for the first time. The Prime Minister assured that after BJP's victory, Delhi will witness world-class urban infrastructure now. He said the Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the trust the country has in BJP's double-engine government.
Saathiyo, aaj Delhi ki janta ne saaf kar diya hai ki Delhi ki asli malik sirf aur sirf Delhi ki janta hai.
Hitting out at Aam Aadmi Party, the Prime Minister claimed that the anti-graft party turned out to be corrupt. Mr. Modi thanked Delhiites for imposing their trust on the party to take the national capital to newer heights. Addressing the gathering, BJP President J.P. Nadda said, "The results of Delhi Assembly polls show that Prime Minister Narendra Modi resides in the hearts of Delhiites." Aam Aadmi Party's national convener Arvind Kejriwal said that the party has accepted the result of Delhi Assembly polls and also respects the mandate given by the people. He also extended wishes to Bharatiya Janata Party for its victory. Mr. Kejriwal expressed confidence that BJP will fulfill people's aspirations for what they were chosen. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge stated that the party tried to create an atmosphere in the public's interest, but the public did not give Congress the mandate in Delhi. He mentioned that Congress accepts the public's verdict. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also said that his party accepts the mandate of Delhi with humility. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi thanked all Congress workers in Delhi for their dedication. He added that the fight against pollution, inflation and corruption will continue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a crucial visit to France and the United States from Monday. Mr. Modi will co-chair the Artificial Intelligence AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. From France, the Prime Minister will head to Washington for his first meeting with US President Donald Trump since his second term inauguration in January this year. AIR correspondent reports that during the Prime Minister's visit, the bilateral talks will cover trade, defense collaboration, and the immigration issues, with India expected to push for a more structured and humane approach to immigration concerns. In the Indian Super League ISL football, Hyderabad FC defeated Mohammedan SC by 3-1 at the GMC Balayogi Athletic Stadium in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.